As a first-time filmmaker and host of the podcast Collective Nightmares, how did these two creative outlets influence each other during the development of Silent Generation? So for years and years, my co-host Marshall Smith and I on Collective Nightmares have been looking at horror films and asking ourselves this, what seems like a very simple question, but then provides so much fodder for conversation for many, many, many years. Like I said, we never run out of things to talk about. But we ask ourselves, what are these films teaching us about society? And what are they teaching us about the kinds of people that we should be? Right? Because horror films are full of shoulds. They tell us, you know, what is good and what is bad and who's evil and who deserves to live and who deserves to die. And so they're all about what kinds of people we should be. And so wanting to do a short and, you know, they tied together a lot because critiquing film is one thing and it's easy in some ways to be a critic, right? But I wanted to know the other side of the process. I wanted to be involved in the production of a film as well. And I had this idea percolating for a long time about the real life horror of aging and this incident that happened with my grandparents and wanting to bring that onto the screen. And also, you know, on sort of the flip side, I guess I'll say, you don't really know when you're doing a podcast on films, don't really understand what that process is like behind the scenes. And so having these two outlets come together was really fascinating because I think learning what it took to produce a film really helped inform my ability to critique films. But really importantly, with what Marshall and I do every week when we do a podcast, and thinking about what these films are teaching us about society and who we should be, I went into this short with a very clear idea of what I wanted to do. I wanted to impact society in a positive way. I wanted to put messaging out there that would help raise awareness to the plight of the elderly in our society. And also critique, you know, as a sociologist, critique our society at large for the way that we look away from the elderly population. So I think the two really went hand in hand.